This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
All night. All day. Yes, the angels keep watching over me, my Lord. All night, all. Oh, the angel keep watching over me. Oh, I haven't been to heaven, but I'm surely on my way. Yes, the angels keep watching over me. Yes, my Lord, 'cause I'm walking with my Jesus every night and every day. Oh, the angels keep watching over me. Anybody go sing it with me? Oh, all night. Oh, all night. All day. Oh, the angels keep watching over me, my Lord. Yes, it's all night. Keep watching over me. Can I do one more? I'll leave y'all alone. Oh, in the midnight, when I'm in trouble and I lay me down to sleep. Yes, the angel. Yes, Lord. Keep watching over me. Yes, my Lord. This is my testimony in 2020. I don't wonder. I'm not gonna worry, because my Lord, my soul He'll keep. Oh, yes, Lord. Keep watching over me. Come on, let's sing it together. Oh, it's all night. Oh, all night. Oh, yes, the angel keep watching over me. Yes, my Lord. It's all night. Oh, oh, the angels keep watching over over me. St. Matthew chapter 6. All day. Yeah. Oh, the angel. Yes, Lord. Keep watching over me. Thank you, Lord. To all of our ministers assembled here and officers and members of this body, and to all of you, my Father's children, we greet you today in divine love, in a name that is unlike any other name. It's in that name that we live, we move, and have our being. It's the name Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is still Lord. And we celebrate his goodness on today. He's been better than good. He's been greater than great. He's been good to us. And we give him nothing but the glory on this day. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time. That he has favored us by grace and mercy alone, allowed us to assemble in this tabernacle for praise, to give him nothing but the glory, and to be better for him. Can you just give God a praise in the house? If you're really grateful for another day, tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is good to be in church on this morning. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 6, we pray we won't be before you long this morning as you, the saints, play. And I know where I am. I know where I am. St. Matthew chapter 6, we want to look at verse number 33. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, and your Bible should read thusly, but seek ye first, you may be seated in the presence of God. Blessed are those who read and apply God's holy word. Grass withers, the flower fades away, but the word of God shall last and stand forever. A few moments this morning, I want to talk to you from this thought. Tag this text, first things first. Tag this text this morning, first things first. Child of God, truth be told this morning, many times we put the cart in front of the horse. And what God wants you to know today, all he really wants you to know, is that it's not wrong for you to have certain desires and certain passions and certain things you want to accomplish. But God says that for many of us, we've gotten it out of order. I'm grateful this morning for God's, not only his grace, but I'm grateful for his mercy, and I'm truly grateful for his patience. And I know I'm not the only one in the house this morning who's ever been grateful to God that he's been patient with me. We often ask people to please be patient with us because God ain't through with us yet, but we ought to ask God, Lord, please be patient with me because I ain't through with me yet. Because we still try to make it our way, don't we? Yes, sir. Truth be told, most of us are on a journey, on a trek to do what it is that we've set out to do. Amen. We've got this plan. We've got this dream. We've got this vision in our head, in our heart. And many of us will not be denied until we accomplish it, until we see it, until it comes to pass. I don't know where you saw. You may have Googled some stuff. You may have researched some stuff. You may have seen your neighbor with something. You may have seen it on TV. You may have seen it on the mass media. But many of us got this idea about how our life is supposed to be. And truth be told now, tell the truth to yourself today. Some of us in the house don't mind admitting. I'm not going to ask you to say amen, but I will ask you to wave your hand if you know you're stubborn. Yeah. All right. And you just figure you know how this thing ought to go. I don't care what somebody done told you. I know God's word is true. I know God's spirit told me to do this. I know I'm supposed to do that. But I figure my opinion, my thing is, the way I look at it is, I just figure it ought to be this way. I don't understand why I need to forgive them. They hurt me. I don't understand why I need to give a tenth of my hard-earned money and put it in church. I don't understand. That don't make sense to me. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. I know I should be there, but I'm not going to do it because I got other things that are more important in my life. And truth be told, all God is telling us in 2020, he's telling us in 2020, he says, I'm giving you a chance to put first things first. God says, what I want for you is what you want for you. But God says, can somebody for the first time in your life, can you ever desire me? For so long, brothers and sisters, we have been looking for God's hand, and we have not looked at God's heart. Do you know how it must feel? Some of y'all right now, y'all kind of upset with your children because you went through a lot. You and Santa Claus went through a lot to get them those gifts, those toys, that Xbox, the PSP, P3, whatever that stuff is called, 2K and 2L and 3L and smart watches and dumb watches and smartphones and dumb phones, all the work you went through to get them and Santa Claus this stuff, and they done tore it up already. They ain't playing with it no more. They played with it Christmas Day, and the next day they went to somebody else's house and played their gift. And you mad right now. I know good and bleeping well that you're going to do some more with these toys besides what you're doing today. Because you feel some type of way because of all you went through to get them this gift, all you went through for them to see that smile on their face, and now they don't appreciate it. Well, how would God feel this morning? If God has given you grace, God has given you mercy, he's put food on the table, he's put clothes on your back, he's put a roof over your head, he's put joy in your heart, he's protected you, he's shielded you, and you ain't told him thank you. He's given you people, you don't appreciate them. He's given you job, you don't even want to show up. He's giving you a family, you don't even like them. Can somebody for a change learn how to tell the Lord, thank you? Because we're so designed to just go get it. And you can't let somebody else outdo you. And I need to talk to somebody who done gone broke. Tell the truth, you ain't gone broke. You're not even living paycheck to paycheck. You just living now because you've been trying to prove a point to other people. You just cannot be outdone. And now you in here this morning, you coming, but you're really not coming to God as your God. You're coming to God as your wishing well. Because now I done got more month than I got money. I wanted to see these kids happy. I want to do all this stuff. And now, uh-oh. City of Winfield, Entergy, AT&T, Amazon Prime. Lord, help me. Hold your boy, Lord. They kept coming. And now we're in the church this morning. Lord, what are we going to do? Lord, fix it for me. You said if I need you, to come to you. And here I am, knee bent and body bow. Your poor, weak, humble servant. You're a bridge over troubled water. You're a doctor in a, look at there. You're a lawyer in a, y'all know how to do it. Because we come to him for his hand. And we very seldom come to him for his heart. Can you imagine how God feels that we keep taking from him and never give anything to him? Now, let's get this cleared up. He doesn't need anything from us, but he desires some things from us. First of all, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So that which you're holding on to, you can't keep it anyhow. Now, the only thing you can do is give it to him on the front end, or he gonna get it on the back end. But either way it go, he gonna get what's his. All he wants you and I to do is be a part of what he wants to do for you, in you, and through you.
But God says to her today, first things first. And and Jesus is teaching this lesson. He's on the mountain. This is the famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7. He's teaching this lesson to his disciples. They're sitting there listening to him, but they really ain't getting it. Because they're living in a region, in a time, when Pharisees, who are the church leaders, these are ones who know the most about church, they are caught up and hung up on stuff. They believe that you're not somebody until you got stuff. This was in Jesus' day, that you really ain't happy until you get that car. You're really not somebody until you got that kind of house. That if you're living some kind of way menial, if you got an average median income, you ain't nobody. That you're not somebody till you get the degree. You're not somebody till you get the job. You're not somebody till you get a babe. You're not somebody till you get married and then stay married. That you're not somebody until you've accomplished some things. And Jesus is teaching his disciples how to be different than the world. He's trying to teach them that what I and God figure is most important really is not most important. So he's teaching them how to live life as they represent him in this world. And that's all he wants to do to us today, because sometimes we've gotten so caught up in technology, gotten so caught up in the ways of the world, we're caught up in what we see on CNN and caught up what we see on Fox News, that we have not heard from God. We've forgotten to hear that God has a word for all times. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So I believe that if God had a word then, God still has a word now. But he's having to teach them that you got to be different than the norm. Because I'm going to shout somebody who need to be free today about this. Ain't no such thing as normal. Amen. See, you think you're crazy, and you are. But guess what? Somebody else is crazy. Nobody sets the bar for what crazy is. God sets what his word is, because all of us are distinct. All of us are unique. So we can't get so caught up. Talk to me, somebody. We can't get caught up, y'all, even as children of God, even as Christians. Be careful about trying to be worldly. Because worldliness has crept into the body of Christ. And many of us think that you're not somebody in church until you're a deacon. You're not somebody in church unless you're a preacher. You got to have some kind of handlebar on your name. Otherwise, you're not somebody. The only people who got to live right is the ones with a title. But everybody's supposed to live right. Everybody's supposed to live in wholeness. Everybody's supposed to be fruitful. Everybody's supposed to give. Everybody's supposed to forgive. Everybody's supposed to be light. Ain't no preacher Bible. Ain't no deacon Bible. Ain't no usher Bible. It's just the Bible. And if I'm required to live it, you're required to live it. Yeah. But somehow we don't let the world tell us and crep in and let you and I think that it's more important to have resources than relationship. And Jesus is teaching them that it's about relationship more than resources. See how y'all shut down right there? He says, because if you belong to me, and I need a true saint now. I need somebody who's been with God more than a day to help me testify that if you just stay with the Lord, he will take care of every one of your needs. He'll take care of stuff you ain't know you needed. If there are 5 witnesses, I'll be number 6, that I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. Won't he take care of you? Won't he open doors for you? Won't he open windows? Won't he fight your battle? Won't he make the enemy behave? Won't he do it? So if you know that today, if you and I know that, why are we living with so much worry and anxiety? Why are you so hung up on them ungodly bosses? Why are you so hung up on them ungodly co-workers? That's not your source. God is your source. Your job is just a resource, but my source is the Lord. If you fire me, thank you. Bye-bye. God got something else in store for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered a man's heart with God. But we've got to stop, y'all. We got to stop this. Tell yourself, stop that. Stop this acting like your walk with God is based on what you got. Amen, brother. And I'm talking to some people who have worn themselves out trying to make a living and have not lived yet. And God wants to teach his children perspective. Because let me tell you something. It's important, and it concerns me what's going on nationally. It concerns me what's going on globally. But when you belong to God, there's a peace on the inside that don't let you get frustrated about what's going on. You can still sleep like a baby because you know that your peace don't come from people getting along. My peace don't come from everything being right. So, I understand. You think we shouting this morning because all our I's dotted and T's crossed. You think we shout this morning because everything the way we want it to be. Oh, okay. You think we giving God praise because we got the job. You think we giving God praise because we got a pocket full of money. You think we giving God praise because we feel good. But I want to serve you notice that the only reason we're praising God is because I don't have money and I'm still here. I don't have the job and I'm still here. I'm still sick and he got me already. I'm in his hand. Is there anybody here who's lying that I don't base it on resources but on relationships? Lord, it's about relationship. And Jesus is teaching them, don't be like these Pharisees who are teaching church folk that you got to have stuff to be somebody. And I got to deal with the elephant in the room, because in the church, we do have this kind of caste system. We do have a class system in church. We have the have and have nots even in church. If you ain't married, let some single lady come out of nowhere, because now she ain't looking for nobody, but she came looking for the word, and you automatically assume, Look how we look down at people who got fired, people who got divorces. We look down our nose at them. You want to get a divorce, but you too scared. At least she had enough courage to get out of that terrible situation. Don't be talking, looking down your nose just because you with him. You just married on paper, but y'all ain't been married in God yet. I'm not going. I promised myself this year I'm gonna be nice to y'all. I ain't bothering y'all, cause y'all. I read the whole complaint box. I got the whole recommendation box. I got it. So I'm gonna be nice. See, I'm grinning. But you be leave people alone. And we have this class system in the church that is the have and have nots. Oh, you live in a project. Oh, my God. How could you not want any more for yourself, still living in government housing? Who you think you're paying taxes to? Over what you claim you own. Y'all don't want to talk to me, not do. I just told you, the government go, God go get it, and the government on the front end, on the back end. And so he's teaching them in chapter 6, he's teaching this discourse to them. He said, he's first of all teaching them in verses 1 through 18 how to reach him. He's talking to them about prayer, how to pray. He's giving them the model prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer, but it's not the Lord's Prayer. It's the model prayer. It's giving us an outline for how we should pray. And then he goes further, this ought to bless the church, and tell you that y'all not pray to be heard. You pray so he can hear you, not so people can hear you. Ain't you wore out with folk who holler in public but don't say nothing to God in private? Somebody would help me preach for a minute. They so holy in church, but when you sit in Walmart, they don't even speak. The only God you got is in four walls of a church, but I see you at Max, you getting the same pork chops I'm trying to get. Wouldn't make your pork chops in. I said I was going to be nice. You trying to get the same sale I'm trying to get, but you better than me, and you can't speak? We should have been high-fiving. We both found that same sale. You got it too, huh? You saw it, the 50 nickel. Ha ha! You got that coupon book. Ha ha! You saw it too. 3 for 99 cents. Yeah, baby. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Stop doing stuff to be impressive to people. Because can I help somebody? It's not that impressive. What you call yourself doing, cutting up, people been doing. We just too country, we ain't seen it. Yeah, we got Wi-Fi last year. You know how long Wi-Fi been out? I'm trying to help us. He says to him in chapter 6, don't do stuff to be seen. I tried to warn us about this because don't be recording your good deeds. If you go do it and not want to be seen. If you want to be seen doing it, you already got your reward. You already got your glory. But if you, my Bible say, if you take care of stuff private, God will reward you openly. Stop trying to be seen so somebody on Facebook will say, you a good Christian. You a good dude, bro. You a good girl, sis. Tell somebody, shut up. I'm going to pay for it. You don't know where it came from. Because I'm telling you something, I ain't got there yet. I'm working. I'm working at it. I'm preaching all. I'm working at it. Don't do nothing for me and then go broadcast what you did. Because unless the Lord intervene, I'm going to come take what you gave me and throw it right back in your face. Because don't do nothing for me and you got to go brag. Preacher, so he's so broke, I had to go buy him something to eat. No, you had to buy him. You chose to do that. So if you go tell everybody, don't do it. Let the Lord reward you. And he goes further and he tells him, he says, how to reach him. And then in terms of how to reach him, he says, now, how to relate to him. How and knowing how to deal with the resources that he wants to give to you. Because now, he says, I see that there's anxiety. He says, I see my people, God's people, the people of God, worrying about stuff, and they don't see God. Amen. They worrying about creatures instead of the Creator. Listen, if you have broken appliances, on those boxes that tell you, don't take it back to where you bought it. Y'all miss God. Send it back to who made it. So if you're having people problems, don't get with other people who broken too. Go talk to the one who made them, and he can help you handle broken material. Somebody ought to hear God right there. Stop going to God and going to other people being messy and digging ditches and talking about folks, because all that do is make stuff more broken. But how about somebody go to God and say, Lord, help me to handle myself. Help me to keep myself right. Help me to keep myself from disrespecting you. Can I help you? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. People going to start looking at you crazy because you're going to see other people in the complaint line. But you already went to the manufacturer and you in the glory line. I wish somebody would help me here. You ain't see, everybody going to be looking at you crazy. I done you dirty and you ain't mistreating me because I went to your manufacturer. I talked about you and you still feeding me. It's because I went to the manufacturer. Oh, you still taking care of me, and I know I did you wrong. Why are you still smiling? Why are you fake? No, I'm not fake. I got faith, and I know that God can handle you way better than I can handle you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So I don't have to get you back. And see, some of this for some of us is brand new information. Because this is a teaching that Jesus gave his disciples. How to handle conflict, how to handle certain issues, how to pray. Now he says something to you. Now he says, now you got to make a choice. 2020, you got to make the choice. I don't know who I'm talking to. This ain't everybody's word. This is about 4 or 5 of y'all's word. You got to make a choice. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. In other words, you can't serve God and money. No man can serve two masters. He's got to love one and hate the other. You got to make a choice. And when he says hate, he's not saying with the literal hate. He's saying not go with. Make a choice. If you're going to serve the Lord, you got to serve the Lord always. Listen to me. If he's not your God of all, he ain't your God at all. The day is over for him being God just when you need him. The day is over for him just being God when you're sick. He need to be your God when you headed down to Choctaw. Y'all don't want to talk back to me now, man. We got to make a choice, y'all. We can't keep towing the line and straddling the fence because people are watching. And people go watch your example. They're not going to hear what you say. They go watch how you live. Lord, they've been hearing us talk for years, but now they see us living contrary to what we say. And it's tough on you now. I don't know who I'm talking to when your dance is the same in the church and the club. It's tough to figure this out when you grinning at the concert, but you're in church like something wasp done stung you. Some of y'all ain't grinned since you've been in here. Why coming here for a solid hour and a half and you ain't grinned yet? But you ain't seen TK Soul yet. You already anticipating. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. And he says to him in verse 33, he says to him prior to verse 33, he says, look, birds of the air, I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to feed them. Why are you worrying about what you go eat and what you go drink and how I'm going to clothe you? And the lilies of the field look like something. In the right season, I got them looking right. In the wrong season, I got them looking like they should look. Birds of the air, they ain't got to hunt. I give them the food I provide for them. And they are creatures. I made you, little Lord, an angel. And you mean to tell me I'm going to take care of creatures and I ain't going to take care of you that I made, little Lord, an angel? And he said, if you're worrying about that, you're doing what the Gentiles do. Can I show you what that means? He said, Gentiles are those who don't know him. Because he was talking to a primary Jewish audience here. So he's saying these are folk who don't know nothing about God. Acting like that. So what he's saying is, if you worry, you showing you don't know me. If you got anxiety, you acting like I ain't your God. You acting like atheists. You acting like I don't exist, stressing out. Pulling your hair out. Walking the floor all night long. You're acting like folk who don't know me act. Because people who know me know I will take care of you. People who know me know I'll provide for you. So let me ask you a question. Are you full of anxiety because you ain't getting what you need, or are you full of anxiety because you ain't getting what you want? Are you upset because God didn't give you what your neighbor got? Or are you upset because he didn't give you what you're supposed to have? It got quiet in the church then. Are we upset? I want you to think about the energy you're putting towards some stuff. You upset? I just got to worry. I'm just so anxious. I just stressed. Are you stressed behind what you need? Because truth be told, every last one's in the room, God taking care of every last one of your needs. Amen. Tell the truth. Amen. Everything you need, he is supplying it. You really hung up. Tell the truth. Let the Lord free you. We're hung up because of what we want. I saw it. I can't stand her having it and me not having it. I can't stand him doing it. I can't do it. And you're stressed out and full of anxiety. Are you ready to be a husband? Are you ready to be a wife? Or you just saw your friend get married and you can't stand everybody labeling you now as the one who ain't been married, so you go and just deal with whatever. Can I help somebody who's on that fence? Weddings are for the public. Marriage is for y'all. Amen. Don't get caught up trying to prove a point to people, and you can't look at with that monster Monday morning. Jesus, keep me near the cross. I don't know who God helping right there, because a lot of our anxiety is trying to prove a point to people. I can't stand to see other folk with it, and if they got it, I don't have it, and make it seem like it's something wrong with me. And we're putting ourselves in debt, distress, behind something God never told us to do. That's not God's will. You go put yourself in $1,000 of debt. Sometimes your children need to understand all stars may not have all the stars. Right now, baby mama can just afford some stars. Anybody ever wore some stars before? I'm trying to help the church. I've had a some star season. And yeah, you get laughed at for a couple of days at school, sure. Those aren't Chucks. Those are Ricks. And kids, they'll do it for a while. What are those? That's what they've been doing here lately. They will, but guess what? You got to stay within your means. I send you to school to learn. I don't send you to school to be a fashion model. That's what's wrong with our kids. They got $1,000 on their feet and nothing in their head. That's tweetable right there. They got $1,000 on their feet and 5 cents in their head. Can't spell Jordan, but they got on Jordan. That's why they call them J's. I bet you your kids don't even know what the J stand for. What 5-year-old want an iPhone? See if you can do the alphabet all with the I, baby. I want an iPhone 10. You gonna start at 1. If they still singing the song to get to I, they don't need no iPhone. If they still saying A, B, C, they don't get them no phone. All right. And we're stressing. And a lot of us done gotten bad debt starting the year off. And now God go have to suffer. The kingdom go suffer because you ain't got nothing left to give him. But you want your kids happy. You know what? Kids really ain't as sad as you make them out to be. I done seen a bucket of dirt. A bucket of dirt. Look what I got. I got a bucket of dirt. They make castles, playgrounds. We put that on them because we don't want to be outdone. And that's not good, responsible practice, ladies and gentlemen, trying to prove a point to other people. Now, am I saying don't give your kids the best? No, I'm not saying that. Give them the best of what you can give them. But you can't give them the best and you're living the worst. Amen. Boy, the preacher in trouble now, man. But this is what we as a people have lost ourselves. And Jesus and the Lord is saying to us, first things first. And he says to him in verse 33, three things. I can't go into all of them because I ain't got time to go into all of them. But these are three principles he wants to teach us. And verse 33, he says, seek. That principle means that you got to pursue a passion. Pursue a purpose. The first word there, seek. Listen to me. Who am I talking to who just keep getting up in the morning and don't even have a purpose? How can God get the best out of you and you don't even know why he got you here? You don't even appreciate another day. You're already dragging when you wake up because here it is another day. There's more to you than the humdrum of washing your face, hopefully, and brushing your teeth and all these things, and then you have no point of the day. I need somebody to help me understand why these young men just stand on the corner all day long. Just standing there. You coming on your lunch break, they still there. You get off at 5:30, they still there, waving at you. I want to talk to somebody who feels like you don't have purpose. Wake up every morning and say, Lord, thank you for another day. Listen to me good. Listen to me, from the youngest to the eldest. If God woke you up this morning, he's got a purpose for your life. Somebody will say amen. I don't care what mama and daddy told you, you are not a mistake. They may have made a mistake, but God go get a miracle or a ministry out of your life. Stop letting what people put on you cause you to believe ain't no purpose for your life. Just cause you black don't mean you don't have purpose. Just cause you live in Winfield don't mean you don't have purpose. You don't need to be in Texas to have purpose. You don't need to have a lot of money to have purpose. You don't need to be married to have purpose. You don't need to be Baptist to have purpose. All you need to have is breath and you got purpose. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you, because I got purpose this morning. I've got purpose for my life. God ain't through with me yet. God got something in store for me. God wants to use me. God wants to build me. God wants to work through me. God wants to work in me. Can anybody thank God for purpose? That you are more than your job. You are more than your paycheck. You are more than your role at home. You are important to God. You are more than the role that you play every day. Amen. You're more than just what you do on your job. Because what happens when you don't have that job anymore? Seek. Get up in the morning seeking something. Seeking to make a difference. Seeking means to go after, to chase after, to run after, to get up and go do something with your life. Produce something with your life. You should know all the stories, plots. Some days record the stories. I messed up again. Stop sitting there living in fancy land. I grew up knowing more about Jack Abbott than I did my grandpa. That's a fantasy. Miss Chancellor and Roger Thorpe, them people died 7-8 times. Y'all ain't think I knew about them people. See, I told you I grew up on that. Roger Thorpe and Mrs. Chancellor and Jack Abbott. Them people got all this stuff on their face. They still look the same age they was 30 years ago. We caught up in that world. Have a purpose. Bob Barker gone. We ain't left yet. Go sign up for Wheel of Fortune. Go sign up for the Price is Right. Y'all, you think you got no bargain? Go on, sign up and go. I could have guessed that. Go on, go over there and guess it. Have a purpose. Stop living, dreaming, sitting from the sideline. God is calling you to get in the game this year. God is calling you to get into the game. If there's a dream God has given you, seek it. There's something God wants you to do, seek it. You want to be an entrepreneur? Seek it. You want a job? You got to go to an interview. You got to apply. Jobs don't come to you. Hey, you want me? Lord, have mercy. All the leaves we see around here, that's something you can do. There's plenty for us to do. All the people sick, somebody need a helping hand. Somebody need to know, they need to see somebody who loves God just to shake their hand, just to hug them. Seek.
First things first, pursue a purpose. Secondly, though, if you go do that, before you do that, as you do that, have the right placement of your priority. Look what he says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to have your priorities in order. And look at this now. Look at the responsibility. You got power in your hand. Listen to me. God can, but God is not going to make himself first. You've got to make him first. Because if God would just make you, it would say seek only. To say the word first means that there is some second, third, and fourth. It means that you got other options. Y'all missing me. You got other stuff that you can and do make first. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't have told us, seek God first. Lord, who am I talking to who been seeking God last? After you done everything else, come here, woman, with the issue of blood. You done tried everything you got. You done used up all your money and all this, and then you try Jesus. And she missed the fact that the Lord was the one keeping her while she tried everything else. Because who else can bleed for 12 years and still be living? God is keeping you even when you don't even want him keeping you. So the least you can do is go to him first for a change. Go to him. Seek him first. How do I seek him first? By being in his word. By praying to him. By seeking his will for my life. Talking to God first before I go talk to Tyrone. That's for 80s and 90s, babies. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's little baby. For you younger ones, before you seek Lil Baby and Kevin Gates. In my generation, it was seeking Tyrone. Before mine, it was Jody. It's one for every era now. Don't get it twisted. Y'all seen the coach try to laugh. Yeah, you young folks. I said, Jody, you shut up then, didn't you? Because listen. Most of us are struggling making God first. Amen, first thing you ought to do when you hit the floor in the morning. Amen. Lord, I thank you for another day. Amen. It's he who made that day for you. God is calling you to a prayer life with him, a true relationship with him. Stop just going to God when you need something. Amen. When you're in a tight, stop just coming to church trying to con God. Come to church because you want to be there to give him glory. Come to church because you want to get a bit better for him. Come to church because you want to learn more about his word. Don't come trying to con him like he don't know your real intentions. Because there are times I'm a living witness that God know you don't mean it and still give you the blessing. The problem ain't the blessing. The problem is the relationship. He promised he was going to take care of you. He promised he would never leave you. But can you make the same promise that God, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to be with you every day. I'm going to read your word. I'm going to sow into the kingdom. I'm going to be what you call me to be. I'm going to love you more every day. I'm going to spend time with you, Lord, every day of my life. You got to place the right priorities. Amen. Stop making everything else more important than God. Amen. We got it out of order. And to somebody with a true soul, you are ashamed of yourself when you make other stuff more important than God. I've been there. When I go to God last. When I go to God after I done tried my way. When I done tried my will. I be ashamed of myself, but I still go to him. And I learned a lesson from it. I say, never again will I not go to you first about everything. Before I dot that dough, I'm going to God. Before I write that check, I'm going to God. Before I talk to that person, I'm going to God. Before I leave town, I'm talking to God. Before I say yes, I'm talking to God. Before I say no, I'm talking to God. God, if you can't handle me talking to God, you can't talk to me. You can't be number one in my life. God got to be number one. The number one spot in my life is already taken. I love you. You look good. You smell good. I like your walk. I like your talk. But you can't replace my God. If you can't handle
me and God being one, you can't handle me. Is there anybody else here today who can testify, if you don't want my God, you don't want me? Because God was there when you ain't like me. God was there when I wasn't fine. God was there when I wasn't employed. God was there when I was still single. God was there when I was in the ditch. God was there when I was broken. God was there when I was sick. You see me as fruit, but God saw me then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You stop selling your soul to people who don't know your story. And God been there the whole time with you. It was God who gave you intelligence, young people. It wasn't your teacher. How you gonna be more dedicated to your teacher and not be dedicated to God? It was God gave you that talent. It was God let you be able to shoot a ball. It was God let you catch a pass. It was God let you make a free throw. It was God help you hit a ball. How dare you give more allegiance to a coach, to a player, and not give God the glory? I'm going to get in trouble in a minute, if I ain't already in trouble. Dabo Swinney, I don't know that man personally, but he's the coach of the Clemson University football team. And he's playing every year. He's in the hunt for the national championship. And Dabo making more money than you and I can count together. But that ain't the story. The story ain't him. He's a simple man. He's a plain guy. He don't have a lot of flash, but every time you talk to Dabo Swinney and they ask him how did he win, what was his winning strategy, why is it he's playing against LSU again, don't have the most talent, don't have the most power, don't have the most speed, why is it you're playing for a national championship once again, he says it's because of the grace of God. It's because the Lord Jesus. And see, that's the problem with many of us. We want to have talent, but ain't got no testimony. But I'm calling for somebody in this house who got a testimony. It wasn't my intellect. It was not my talent. It was the hand of God in my life. I'm not that smart. I'm not that talented. I'm not that good. The Lord has been good to me. Do I have anybody in the house who's working in jobs you ain't qualified for? You got a house you should have been denied for? You got stuff going on in your life you know you don't deserve? It was the hand of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The pursuit of a purpose. The placement of priority. And when you get that straight, when you get that straight, the pursuit of a purpose, wake up every morning with a purpose. And your number one purpose is to give God glory. If you never make another dime, give God glory. If you never move to the big city, give God glory. While you're waiting on the miracle, give God glory. That's why he created us, to give him glory. Make him number one. And now you go say it means more to God when you choose him than you have to having to deal with him. God loves folk who choose him, realizing they got other options. You do have other options. But God is calling you today to choose him first. And when you choose him first, oh, some people gonna get mad. Because they've been wanting to be your God. You've been making them your God. Because anything you love, you spend time with.
Amen, brother.
What would happen if you really fell in love with the Lord? And when you fall in love with the Lord, some people ain't gonna matter like that no more.
Amen.
Yeah. And when you do that, you have the placement of priority. You have the promise of provisions. Look what the Lord says. When you seek first the kingdom where God reigns and his righteousness, being right in heart with him. Righteousness is not perfection. Righteousness is being having a right heart toward him and toward people. He says all the things that you worried about all through chapter 6 will be added. Y'all missed it. Because if you really got it, you'd be shouting right there. You'd be a storm in this pulpit. Everything that you worried about, you know you need it, when you make him first, you ain't even got to go get it. Y'all slow. I'm going to try over here. God says, when you make him first in your life and you seek his will for your life, everything you need and some stuff you desire, he going to send to you. You will become a magnet for miracles. You will become a barrier. You become a blessing. You will have favor. I'm going to give y'all a chance to catch up here now. God says that when you make him first in your life, when you make him only number one in your life, and you seek his will for your life, everything you need and some stuff that you want, he will add to you. You ain't got to go get it. You ain't got to set nobody up for it. You ain't got to dig no ditch for it. It's going to come your way. Blessings going to come knocking down your door. Favor going to start chasing you. Goodness and mercy will start following you every day of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord. But there's some stuff, there's some things we got to do. We got to make him first. First things first. Before you make all these New Year's resolutions, get this New Year revelation. Make God first. And some stuff, and you're going to be able to tell the truth. You got to tell the truth now. You got to tell the truth. And when folk go, thank you, worked hard. You go, okay, I want to talk to five people who know what I'm talking about. That when you make God number one in your life, you don't even look like what you've been through. Other folk limping in, you walking in. Other folk had to struggle for it, you just walked and received it. I dare somebody to stop trying to make their own agenda and for the first time in your life, give God glory for what's coming in your life because you're making him number one. I'm not going to praise my man. I'm not going to praise my woman and not give God the glory. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his children and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his goodness endures. I'm done. I offer Jesus to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I hear God in the spirit that when you make me first, when you make me first in your life, it's going to be some unexplained stuff. It's going to be stuff you ain't have to work for. You've been wearing yourself out trying to do it yourself.